By way of invitation this evening, I'd like you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. I want to read a passage there that I think is very interesting. We have talked often about the claims that men make that they love God. And the response of Jesus to those who would claim to love Him. He said, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." And so we've emphasized that that obedience to the commandments of God is an indication that we love God. Individuals who are not obedient to God will have a difficult time validly, if they're not obeying God, validly claiming that love. So love and obedience is tied together. Well, 1 John chapter 5, the same thing is true with regard to love for your brethren. I want you to notice what it said there in verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God, and everyone who loves Him who begot also loves Him who is begotten of Him. Now that indicates, first of all, a litmus test. If we truly love God, then we're going to love our brethren as well, is the point being made. I mean, He is begotten, we are begotten of Him. So if we love Him, we love those who are begotten of Him as well. But notice what it said in verse 2. It's kind of similar to what we said, if you love Me, keep My commandments, Jesus' statement. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And so there is a parallel there as well. And, you know, there's a practical application of this with regard to the two great commandments upon which hang the law and the prophets, and that is love God and love our neighbor. And the idea of the expression of the golden rule was expressed by Jesus concerning whatever you would have men do to you, do also unto them. And love is the basic principle of that. But understand that God has determined the means by which such love is expressed. What is a proper expression of love? What is, in fact, loving someone else? And that is the case with regard to those who are lost. If you love the lost, you're going to preach to them. It's true with regard to a love for your brethren. The way in which you love your brethren and show that love for your brethren is being a Christian with all that entails, all that requires. So I think that it's an interesting thing that while in the religious world today, there is so little emphasis placed upon obedience and upon the significance of the commandments themselves and the instructions that God gives us in our lives. Those two greatest commandments, to love God and to love your neighbor, or as applicable in this particular context, love God and love your brethren, that they're both bound up in the concept of obeying the commandments of God. So something to consider. We're going to offer an invitation at this time to anyone who's here. If you have not yet obeyed the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you have an opportunity to do so. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? If you do, and you're willing to confess that before those who are assembled this evening, that you have the ability, the right, privilege of doing what the Jews did on the day of Pentecost. Repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away. You can rise and walk in newness of life. We offer that opportunity to you. We can assist you. If there's anyone else who has a spiritual need that we can assist you with, we offer ourselves to you. We invite you to come. While together we stand, while we sing.